Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Shavuos, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Shavuos Eidus Ketzat. How does Shavuos Eidus work? Omar L'Shnayim, someone says to two people. Now he knows that these two people know Eidus that could help him in a case that has to do with money. So he says to them, Boy, you come, V'hayduni, and testify for me. Their answer is, Shavuos She'ein Anu Yoydin L'cha Eidus. We swear that we do not know any edus whatsoever. We have no information that could help you. Aisha Amrulai. Or they say, without using the Lashon of Shvua, Ein anu yoydin lecha edus. We don't know any edus for you. And he says, Mashbi ani aleichem, I impose a Shvua on you. Vi Amru Amen, and they answer Amen. As we have explained earlier, in Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, that when someone answers Amen to a Shvua, it's as if he made the Shvua himself. Right? We stress this because when you answer Amen by a Bracha, it's as if you made the Bracha yourself. Zakta Mishnah, in both cases, whether the Eidus said, we swear we don't know any Eidus for you, or he imposes the Shvua on them, and they answer Amen. Should they later admit that they lied and they swore falsely, Chayavin, then they're Mechuyev, to bring a carbon, sometimes multiple carbonis. How's that? Hishbiya le'an chamisha pamim chutz lebezn. Let's say he was mashbiya them. He imposed the shvua on the witnesses, on the edus, 5 times outside of Bezdin, and they kept denying again and again, we don't know any edus. Yibo lebezn. Then they came to Bezdin, v'haydu, and they admitted that they did know edus. Piturim, they're parted to bring a carbon. And that's because the halacha of bringing a carbon by Shavuos Eidus is only b'negei Eidim who deny knowing the Eidus in Bezdin. Vayter, says the Mishnah. This is our second case. Kafru, they came to Bezdin. They said, us, Eidus, we don't know a thing about this. And again, we're talking about a case where this happened 5 times. 5 times he said, I am mashbia you to come and say Eidus, and they didn't lie outside of Bezin. They lied in Bezin. Therefore, Chayav Malkol Achas Ve'achas. They have to bring a separate carbon for each of the 5 shvuais that was imposed on them. Even though, when he said Mashbi Alechem, they were outside of Bezin. But the point is that they denied it in Bezdin. So again, as long as they denied it in Bezdin, they have to bring a shvua for each of the times that he was Mashbi them, even though he was Mashbi them outside of Bezin. Case number 3. Hishbiya lein chamisha pamim bifnei bezdin. 5 times he said to them, Mashbiya ni alechem, I impose a shvua on you. And this was done in bezdin, vikafru. And they denied knowing any edus. Einach yovin le'achas, he only has to bring 1 carbon. Wait a second, this sounds like I need an explanation. In case number 2, he was mashbiya them outside of Bezdin 5 times. They come into Bezdin and they deny it. They have to bring 5. Hear that he was mashbiya them in Bezdin and they deny it. They only have to bring 1? Why? Amar Rav Shimon Matam, what's the reason for this? And the answer is, Hoyl ve'enom yecholin lachzor lehoydos. Once Edim deny Edus in Bezdin, they can't come back and say, oh, really, we do know the Edus. Once Eidus says to a Bezdin, we don't know Eidus, you can't change your mind. Memela, once they denied the first Shvua in Bezdin, the other 4 were worthless. Because remember, Shvua's Eidus is only for Eidim that could testify. But once these Eidus said in Bezdin, we don't know anything, they can no longer be Eidus, even if they want to change their mind. So only the first of the 5 was to Eidus that could testify. The other 4 times, they couldn't testify anyway, because they already denied in Bezdin knowing any Eidus. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gim. If someone says, please can you say Eidus to me? And they answer, 2 people answer, Reuven and Shimon answer, we swear we don't know any Eidus. Or they say, without a shul, we don't know any Eidus. And he says, Mashbi ani aleichem. And they answer, Amen. They're chayav to bring a carbon. Case number 1. The first of 3 cases the Mishnah is going to tell us about. He was mashbiya them 5 times outside of Bezdin. Each time they denied knowing any Eidus, then they come to Bezdin and they admit they lied. They're potter, because they never denied it in Bezdin. If he was mashbiya them 5 times outside of Bezdin, and they come to Beis Din, and in Beis Din they deny knowing any Eidus. And afterwards they admit their mechuyev for each of the five times. That was case number two. Case number three, he was meshbia them five times in Beis Din, and they denied it. They're only chayev once. See, once they denied it in Beis Din, they become pasul Eidus. You can't say to Beis Din, I don't know Eidus, and say, no, I changed my mind, I do know. So the other four after the first are meaningless, and therefore in this case, in this third case, where he was meshbia them five times in Beis Din, even though they denied it in Beis Din, they're only chayiv for the first time.